Welcome back to the Craftsman's Collective, a podcast designed to help makers in the concrete, wood, and steel industries improve their businesses and lives by discussing our common struggles, tips we found along the way, and how we can combine our unique perspectives to create even more spectacular pieces. I'm doing things a little bit different this time. It's a little bit, I guess we would call it a mini-series. Let's call it the most amazing things that I've ever found that have been great for me ever in the history of ever, ever. Subtitle, leaving out all the stupid shit that doesn't actually help. P.S. for me. Now, apparently you have to put a disclaimer in of some sorts for some of these categories along the lines of if you're overweight and you need to lose some weight and some of these things may affect you adversely, check with a physician or healthcare professional or any of the other stuff. If you decide to try some of these things, you're doing so at your own risk. I am not a health provider, practitioner, or any of the other things that people usually have in those disclaimers. These are just things that have helped me. And if you decide to do some of them, do so smartly, I guess. Despite the name of the miniseries, I didn't want to have anybody have an exaggerated viewpoint of any of these things on the impact that they would have for them. So I wanted to keep it as baseline neutral as possible. If you decide to try any of these things, I really hope they had as much of an impact for you as they did for me. So without further ado, let's get to it. Next section is health, the mental side of things. I have had a pretty gnarly run into with depression, not really, I mean, imposter syndrome, I mean, everything dealing with not being in a good headspace for many years. So I don't want to build these things up to be monumental things, but these things help considerably. I'm gonna try and calmly do these, but these have made a huge impact in my life. One of the things that was helpful, but I'm going to talk about it more in another category, are having two phones, which is a nice first world privilege, I guess you could say. If you have the resources, I would recommend looking into having two different phones and one for the stupid shit that you do and the other one for more practical reasons. One thing that I have started to use as much as I can, I do it in the evening, so it's not uncommon for me to miss it. Like if Melanie and I are on different schedules, like if she goes to bed a little bit earlier or I'm up working a little bit later, I usually have to skip this just because it's not really fair to her to keep her awake, but is a hot shower meditation. We have a rain shower head right in the middle of our shower, and I'll just sit there underneath that until the hot water runs out. And just sit there and think, reflect on what happened that day, reflect on things that I'm thinking about. I'll do it with some design thinking. I'll talk about that in the design section. But that has helped a lot to kind of really just work through problems. Think about your thinking. Why am I thinking this? Why is this problem giving me a problem? Really try to analyze why those things are giving why those things are just giving me problems. That has helped a lot. In the beginning, it was really helpful to use an app. Calm and Headspace are two apps that I found that were really quite helpful, especially if you don't have any experience with meditation of any kind. Those are really good resources, and they're relatively cheap considering how much benefit they can have. Like I mentioned earlier, I don't do email after noon or 2 p.m.-ish. The reason that is for both mental and sleep. And as humans, we don't like having open loops in the back of our mind. So if you read an email and you cannot close out that loop, it's going to weigh at you pretty much until you do. It could be on a subconscious level or a conscious level, but it's just, I found that it was just eating away at me if I wasn't able to close that thought out. So the reason it's such a big time gap is because usually when I stop to do a snack in the middle of the day is when I'll check that. And then if I find something that I need to take care of, then I will take care of it right then and there and then I don't check my email the rest of the day. I don't want any of those open loops affecting my sleep, and I don't want to be thinking about them when I need to be thinking or focusing on something else. One thing that's helped considerably with keeping my mental state not from being trash is keeping social media under control, which sounds obvious, but it is what it is. So I don't do any, in air quotes, social media after 4:30 or 5. That's at the point when we usually go pick the girls up from school. And so there's not really any point in me doing social media after that. Even though the direction that we're going right now is very social media centered, I try to limit that quite drastically. The exception to this is my personal Instagram account. And the reason that that's an exception is because I am ruthless on what accounts are allowed to be followed on that account. It's essentially only Japanese street photography. It's really all it is. I love Japan. I miss going there so much. It's very calming for me to look at those photos. That's my goal, is to be able to go back there. So I have nothing but good feelings as I'm scrolling through and seeing that. That's the only reason that that's an exception. I am very quick to unfollow and block people who either want to attack or anything that's causing problems. Like, I have complete control over my social media, and I don't allow anyone to negatively impact that. It doesn't make any sense to me why someone's social media would be creating anxiety for them. The unfollow and the block buttons are half a screen away. Utilize them. The other thing that I've done that has worked out really, really well is similar to the two phone method that I was talking about earlier, is having many different social media accounts and having them in different categories. I'll talk about that at the end of these categories, but that has worked really, really well. The things that have helped me the most, and this is, I'm gonna go like really off the cuff with this, so just kind of follow me here, is having those depressive thoughts of being completely and utterly worthless, feeling that every single thing that you put out into the world, regardless of what other people are telling you, these feelings that it's just complete trash, or that you're a worthless human. Like, that was my daily thought pattern for years. I would look out into the world and everything would be gray. There were very few brightly colored areas, so to speak. It was not a fun time. And so I want to highlight these three things, because these three things had a huge impact on me. I cannot over, like, again, I'm hesitant to say how amazing these things are, just in case somebody doesn't experience the life-changing things or experiences that I had with these, but these are my three big things that I am huge proponents of that have helped me way beyond what I expected them to do. The first is elimination diet. I went with an animal-based. This is described by Paul Saladino. It is essentially eating nothing but basically meats and fruit and berries and things like that. I will eat other things as well, but my ability to handle those depressive thoughts, I mean, virtually disappeared. It only took like 3 days of switching to this diet for me to notice a huge, huge change in my mental clarity and ability to fight off those thoughts. I'm not saying that that would happen to you. I'm just saying, whatever was causing me problems was most likely, well, at least in large part, due to diet. Again, those two, just in case I cut this up, the two things are the Carnivore Code by Paul Saladino, and he goes into several recipes and on there, and Mark Sisson. Those are the two resources that I have used, and then I've found variations to some of those meals and other books, like I mentioned in the diet section. The other thing is a cold plunge. This is essentially hopping in a cold body of water for whatever time you pick and staying there basically neck down, not staying completely still because what apparently you build up a thermal layer around you, so you need to keep the water moving. Anytime you see these people sitting like stoics in a ice bath or whatever, while that does suck really bad, they're doing it on easy mode for that particular situation because if they're not moving, they have that nice thermal layer around them. So the reason I'm doing the cold plunge is not for the health benefits of it, which are very well documented scientifically and all the different things that it's helpful with. While that is nice, and I would have to do some blood work to find out if I'm getting a lot of those benefits, I'm doing it for the mental aspect. It makes the rest of the day and some of the stupid decisions that you have to make so easy. Well, the decisions aren't necessarily easy, but dealing with them are so easy compared to that stupid fucking cold water. I hate cold. And cold water is just brutal for me. But it makes all the other trivial stuff that we go through just seem even more trivial. It really has helped so much. And I know people have been watching on my social media and been asking me questions. I'm a huge proponent. I'm still working on getting it colder, but it's brutal. And the last thing is reframing. And I've heard it called several different things, but it's essentially when something comes in and you are, let's say that you're on the receiving end of somebody giving you a critique or somebody's just trolling you, for example. Reframing that would be looking at that, like, why is that person doing this? Is it about me? Is it about them? Is it about, did I touch on something that is personal to them? I'll kind of touch on this a little bit later when I get to the design section, but understanding that, I heard the quote in a podcast episode that the guy said, nobody is against you, they're for themselves. And so a lot of times when somebody attacks you, it's trying to preserve their thought pattern, or you have struck a nerve with them, or they're projecting something onto you that really doesn't have anything to do with you. And it took me a really long time to kind of understand this. But now that I'm in a little bit more of a public-facing role and there's plenty of people that have criticisms about the podcast and things that I'm doing on here, a lot of people are projecting onto me these things that they assume that I know or my intent or those types of things. So I've had to deal with that. And that has kind of accelerated this learning how to reframe quite drastically, actually. And it has made a huge improvement on like how quickly I turn around from basically people talking trash or whatever version that you'd like to have of that. So learning how to do that is really, really beneficial. So the three resources for this, as far as books are concerned, that I found that were the most beneficial are, the first one is Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. The second one is Tools of Titans, also by Tim Ferriss. And then one of the ones that, depending on your personality, you may or may not like is Discipline Equals Freedom by Jocko Willink. This might kind of rub several people the wrong way if you don't like that a little bit more in-your-face approach. I really like it. It jives really well with my personality. So it just meshes with me and my philosophy quite well. Some podcasts that I would recommend. Modern Wisdom is quite good. You can find some pretty good information on Joe Rogan's podcast, obviously. Sometimes you have to sift through some episodes to find some that are going to be helpful to you. Tim Ferriss's podcast is a little hit or miss as far as things that you can gain to actually be useful to you. But there's some nuggets in pretty much every episode. So if you really like the person that he's talking to, it's worth a listen. Debbie Millman is another good podcast to listen to for a lot of different things. Design Matters, I think, is the name of it. After I had gotten done recording the main episode, I realized that I completely forgot two of the things that I've started to do here recently. I wasn't really sure if I was going to include them in the episode or not, and then by the time I decided that I was going to add them in, I had forgotten to write them down on the big, massive list of notes that I had. So I'm going through and recording this and adding it in. But the two things that I've started to do here recently are utilizing mental triggers. I'm sure there's a scientific term for it, but that's just what I'm kind of referring to. And there's two different versions of this for me. One of them is just randomly throughout the day thinking, am I doing the absolute most important thing that I should be doing right now? You may not be like me and you're able to stay focused and stay on task and always really focus on the most important thing. I have this tendency of like shiny object syndrome, I think is what some people call it, where there's this project that I quote unquote need to do, and I've gotten to a point in a project that is maybe a little bit daunting, or I'm procrastinating on it, so that other shiny object looks even shinier. And I gravitate towards that, and I start working on that, and I'll be a third or halfway through that project and wondering, like, why am I working on this and not the most important thing? So I've started to, I don't know how I was able to do this because I don't utilize an alarm of any kind for this, but it comes up a lot throughout the day of, for some reason, I'm able to just remember this randomly throughout the day and really ask myself that question so that I can get recentered on what I should be working on. Apparently, they make apps that do like random alarms throughout the day. If you don't know that you could, like if you want to try this and you don't know that you'll do this mental prompt throughout the day, I've never used any of those apps, so I don't really know how well they work, but I would assume it's something pretty easy for somebody to make. That might be something worth looking into. The other is the using, like, as soon as I notice that I'm kind of arguing with somebody in my head or have really shitty self-talk for whatever reason, like, let's just say I'm having a bad day or something like that. As soon as I realize that I'm doing that, and sometimes I'll go 15, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes even longer, of going through that cycle before I even realize that I'm doing it again. And as soon as I notice that, I will either think of the previous prompt, am I doing the most important thing that I should be doing right now? Or the other version of it is, why is this bothering me? Is there some truth to what the other person said? Is there a thing that I'm trying to bolster in myself that I either feel a deficit in, or there's something there that I should probably pay attention to? Not all the time. Sometimes it's just me being a weak mental weenie, and I need to address that. If there is something there where, like, I feel that I should be better at X, I go back to the notebooks. I have notebooks everywhere. I'll write that down in a notebook, and I will address that as soon as I can when it's most practical. One of the things that's helped me quite a bit with even noticing to do these triggers is meditation. I know I've mentioned it throughout this episode. It's been a while since I've recorded it. And I know that's in some other episodes as well. And some people kind of look at it kind of side-eyed, or it just doesn't have a very good the marketing surrounding meditation has just been, for Western cultures, has just not been the best. The doing meditation helps decrease that time of when I start doing some of those activities or those thought patterns, and the amount of time it takes me to realize that I am doing them. And the more consistent I am with the meditation, that time shrinks considerably. And if you don't want to do that, then maybe using that random alarm app, there's a bunch of them. I just looked at them real quickly. I would use one of those then if you don't want to kind of go down the other route of meditation. I'd love to hear if there is anything that has been exponentially more helpful to you than, say, other things, whether it's a traditional advice or something that's a little bit more obscure. Doing that in the YouTube comments or in the forums on Facebook or messaging me directly would be really, really appreciated. I'm always looking for new ways to improve, And I think doing this together is probably the best way to do that. If one of the books or resources mentioned in the episode would be beneficial to you or someone that you know, and you would like to support this channel, using the affiliate links in the description would be incredibly helpful. Thanks to everyone who listened all the way through. I hope you found something that was beneficial, and I look forward to hearing from you in the next episode. Later.